the Biloxi Shockers. Shockers baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shockers radio network. Biloxi Shockers baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shockers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shockers pregame show starts now.
Happy Saturday night and welcome inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting sent for first pitch here between the Biloxi Shockers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. 83rd game out of 138 for Biloxi. They come into today at 39-43 on the year, 5-8 in the second half. Well, the Trash Pandas enter with a 38-43 record overall, 7-5 in the second half. They're a game and a half back of the Tennessee Smokies for first place in the Southern League North Division, while the Shockers are in fourth place in the Southern League South Division, but they're just two games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos in a division that is tightened up through the first 13 games of the second half. Shockers last night lost a wild one, 8-7 against the Trash Pandas. It was a game where the Shockers entered the bottom of the ninth inning down by an 8-2 score. They sent 9 to the plate and stranded a tying run on. They scored 5 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. It was led on an offensive attack that's been led by a three-headed monster that has terrorized the Southern League this year. Tyler Black, a two-hit game, including his 12th home run of the year. Jackson Churio also chipped in with his 12th of the year as part of a multi-hit and multi-RBI effort on the night. Jefferson Caro also extended his on-base streak to 18 in a row with a pair of singles. Both, all three of those guys in the order tonight, but before we get to tonight's starting lineups, we'll take a break and come back with today's pregame interview. It is a real special one. We sit down with Shockers visiting clubhouse manager Zach Schickle. We get into everything that involves being a clubby in minor league baseball. One of the more fascinating conversations you'll hear this year. That comes your way next before first pitch at 6:05. On the Biloxi Shockers radio network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for baseball in Biloxi on a Saturday night between the Shockers and the Trash Pandas. First pitch scheduled 4605. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the visiting clubhouse manager, one of the most important roles in minor league baseball, Zach Sickle. Zach, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
How fun has it been being in Biloxi? And not only that, you're new to the area and you're new to AA. How much fun is that?
Yes, sir. It's been awesome, man. I'm really thankful for the opportunity that the Shuckers and Brewers have given me. Coming from the complex, working with my boss, Travis Voss, the equipment manager for the minor league operations. We had the opening and here I am. I'm from New Orleans, so not too far away. But yeah, definitely some new territory. The only level I've never worked at, I've been in AAA as an assistant, low A, high A. So yeah, getting my feet wet in AA and enjoying it so far.
What's been your favorite part about being in AA?
I think, to be honest, the age group. You're dealing with the guys that are a little bit older, more of a veteran status. Not always, but for the most part, older guys. They've kind of been through the ranks. They kind of have a little bit of an expectation of what they want and what they're expected to get, what I provide for them. I would say definitely the age group. Just the fact that it feels a little bit closer to the show. You're dealing with guys that are, right there. Guys get called up from AA all the time. AAA as well, of course, as you know, but so it's cool. It's definitely awesome. It's very rewarding to be around the guys and kind of see their success.
You talk about what you provide on a daily basis, and clubbies do just about everything imaginable, whether it's getting the food ready, making sure they have all the snacks, making sure the laundry's done. What does your day-to-day look like?
That's a great question. So I start my day pretty early. I mean, it's almost an around-the-clock operation. I get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep because we have one washing machine. Day-to-day, so before a series, I go shopping. It's usually a 3-4 hour process to load up my Sam's cart. The main thing I'm getting is cases upon cases of water. I mean, with this humidity, we're going through so much water. But yeah, we do shopping. I do my shopping at Sam's, a little bit at Walmart. I'm getting anything from, fruits to kiwi, banana, watermelons that I cut up for the guys, various snacks. Try to provide a good selection with also meeting the nutritional guidelines set by each team and the PDL. So yeah, I go shopping each day. If I have to re-up, like today I went this morning and got more water. We go through about 6 to 7 cases of water a day on average, give or take a little bit more on day games. But yeah, my day kind of starts off. I finish up the towels that are drying from the last night. I fold those. I start prepping the water cooler. I have like a thing where I put it in like a cooler, like in the big leagues where you put it ice in it, and there's always cold water for them. Set up the bench, set up the bullpen. On the wayside, I don't have to rub balls. Luckily, first half, the balls were already kind of pre-tacked, and now they're being rubbed, but that's handled by Jeff on the home side. Just various things. I run errands for guys. I go to the store. I had, this series, I had to run for a coach to get some Powerball tickets. Constantly making dip runs. I know they're not supposed to have dip. Guys are always dipping, so I'm constantly making dip runs. Just various things of that nature. I think the biggest thing is being present and being available. That's kind of what guys really want. The post game kind of looks like bench takedown, start washing laundry. One laundry machine is kind of tough considering that we're washing jerseys, bottoms, personals, towels, and in between that, I'm constantly cleaning up, picking up spread, setting up spread, what have you. And the biggest thing in this level is cleat cleaning. If guys want cleats clean, I ask them to put them on top of the chair and I knock those out for them. Presentability and attention to detail is big. So it's every day is different. You never know what you're going to get.
You sleep?
I do get a little bit of sleep. I do.
This seems like there's not a lot of time for whole sleeping part of the program.
You got that right. It's tough. Especially being by myself. Next week my wife moves out from Arizona. We were in Arizona, like I mentioned before, working at the complex. She'll be out here, and I'll have a little bit of help at night when guys are gone. But yeah, it's a solo show, and it's rewarding. It's tiring for sure. I know the 12 gamer killed me, but no, a three game series like this is pretty awesome. What was cool about this series is they came in the night before and they had their practice coming out of the All Star break. So I had to do laundry on the way in. I unload the bus, and unpack the bags. That's probably a 2-3 hour process right there. But it pays off. Guys tip you well. And it's just cool to see their success as they go through the ranks.
One of the biggest things that comes out from you is the passion and the love you have for being a clubhouse manager. How did you get into it?
It's a great question. So I started my career, and they're now dead, but the New Orleans Zephyrs, I started off as a bat boy / assistant at age 15, 16. Loved that. Was there for 4 years. Went on to Southeastern Louisiana, my alma mater. Was a student assistant, student manager there. And then from there, I just went to baseball winter meetings, and I got a job in Burlington, Iowa with the Angels, who happen to be in town right now. How funny that is. I went from there. I bounced around. I've been in low A, high A, Cedar Rapids, Florida Fire Frogs, spent some time with the Reds, I was in high A with the Reds last year with the Dragons.
Hey, baby.
Got to see a lot
this
of big names like Andrew Abbott,
WGCM Gumball, 1240 AM, 100.9 FM.
All those guys, it's just real rewarding. I'm really thankful to be the Brewers. I think it's a big culture for me. They've really respected me and reached out and given me this opportunity.
You have seen countless number of players. You talk about you've been in every level. You've had an opportunity to see players at every single step of their career. Who has been the biggest guy, the biggest superstar you've had in your clubhouse?
Ooh, tough. I've seen some big names. It's kind of cliche, but he's going off now. I'd probably say Ellie Delacruz, Andrew Abbott. Back in the AAA days, I had guys like Cameron Maybin, Goofy Dawkins, old school guys like that. But I'd probably say Ellie Delacruz, number one. For sure. He's just electric, man. And the way he goes about his business is such a pro at such an early age.
Well, Zach, thanks much for joining us. It has been a blast watching you do your thing here in Biloxi. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it, Javik. Appreciate
this
it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Trap Pandas at 6:05. A massive thank you to Zach Schickel, who joins us as our pregame interview. What a fascinating life of what goes on behind the scenes to make sure that everybody is ready to go on a nightly basis for baseball. Before we go any further, let's take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We're getting sent first pitch between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas here in game two of a three-game set. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup for the Shuckers. It'll be the righty Carlos Rodriguez, 4-3 with an ERA of an even 3 this year. Makes his 16th start, 72 innings pitched, 36 walks, 94 strikeouts. Nobody's harder to hit against in the Southern League. Hitters hitting just 188 against him on the season. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, it's a guy who a month ago was spending some time with the Los Angeles Angels in the bigs. It's Victor Medeiros, right-handed arm, who enters state to make his 14th start of the year with Rocket City. 3-5 with a 5.79 ERA over 60 and two-thirds innings pitched, 27 walks, 74 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 253 against him. That'll do it for today's edition of the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're just a couple moments away from first pitch as the Shuckers look to snap a two-game losing streak and get their 40th win of the season. That all comes your way next before first pitch. Just a couple of moments right here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEV Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch. and that ends the inning. In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Curry swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javon Blake.
Very happy Saturday night and welcome inside MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. We're getting set for game two of three between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Shuckers enter today at 39-43 on the year, 5-8 in the second half. Trash Pandas enter at 38-43, 7-5 in the second half of the year. On the mound for the Shuckers is the righty Carlos Rodriguez, who's set to make his 16th start of the year, 4-3, with an ERA of an even 3 in 72 innings. They'll face a Rocket City lineup that last night pounded out 8 runs off 7 hits. They were aided by 2 Shuckers errors. David Calabresi leads off in the top spot. Kyren Paris bats second. Edgar Caro bats in the 3 spot. Jeremiah Jackson slots into the cleanup spot. Then it's Tucker Flint, Sonny DeShera, Gabe Matthews, Bryce Teodosio, and Jose Gomez. Rodriguez fires down his final pitch, and Caro fires it down to second. We're about ready to go. It is bright and sunny here on a Saturday night, 90 degrees and mostly sunny at first pitch. Wind in from right at 10 miles an hour. Righty Rodriguez ready to go, faces the lefty Calabresi. We're just about ready to get underway here on a Saturday night. First pitch comes home. Fastball pops the mitt. 93 in the gun. We're underway. First pitch time today at 6:07. A little bit of an earlier start here on a Saturday night. The 0-1 delivery misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Rodriguez, the guy who stands in it, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, born and raised in Rivas, Nicaragua, before moving to the United States during his teenage years. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball, called strike in the outer half, and the count goes to 1-2. He's been a star this year, just in his second year of pro ball. Was drafted in the 6th round of the 2021 draft. He's lit it up, one of the best pitchers in the Southern League this year. The 1-2 delivery. Misses away with a changeup. Count evens 2-2. Rodriguez set to go. Picks up his leg, fires home. Calabresi tips it into Caro's glove for strike 3. Rodriguez, after the All-Star break, starting off right where he finished. Picks up his 95th strikeout of the year, and it brings up the righty Kyren Paris. Paris steps in. Just underway here in Biloxi. One out, nobody on. Paris in the very back of the right-handed box. Rodriguez fires. Ground ball left side of the infield. A couple of hops to Murray. Gets it on the run. Fires to first from short in time. And Paris is retired for the second out. Time to set the defense for Biloxi. Ethan Murray's at short. Tyler Black's at third. Freddie Zamora commands second. Wes Clark's at first. Outfield from left to right. Isaac Collin, Jackson Churio, and Carlos Rodriguez. Jefferson Caro behind the plate. Two outs, nobody on. Switch hitter Edgar Caro stands in from the left side. Infield shifts to the right. The pitch home. Caro swings and rolls it on the ground right where Murray's standing at short. He grabs it, fires to first, and that is a quick and easy 1-2-3 inning. Rodriguez completes it in just 7 pitches. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Tyler Black leads it off when we return on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom one here in Biloxi. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We're scoreless between the Trash Pandas and the Shuckers. Shuckers get to work against the righty Victor Madero, 6'3", 215-pound right-hander out of Santa Clara, Cuba. Enters today with a 3-5 record, a 5.79 ERA. Makes his 14th start of the year, 60 2/3 innings pitch with 27 walks and 74 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .253 against him. For the Shuckers, Tyler Black leads it off from the left side. Jackson Churio bats second. Jefferson Caro's in the three spot. Noah Campbell's behind him. Then it's Freddie Zamora, Ethan Murray, Carlos Rodriguez, Wes Clark, and Isaac Collins. Black steps in from the left side. Medeiros ready to go from the right side. The pitch, curveball, misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. The pitch home, misses low and inside, count goes to 2-0. Black this year hitting .277 with 12 homers. It took him 2 pitches to smash his 12th homer yesterday. The 2-0 delivery. Black swings and ropes it down the right field line, but it's foul. Takes a hop over the first base pier garden and out of the ballpark. Count goes to 2-1. The righty Medeiros fires home. Curveball called strike on the outer half. And the count evens 2-2. Black has been one of the best hitters in the entirety of the Southern League this year. Not only is he hitting .277, but he's also ranked up a .425 OBP. Best mark in the league. The 2-2 delivery. Black takes away with a curveball, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Medeiros delivers. Black takes inside, ball 4. Black does what he does better than just about anybody else in the Southern League and draws a walk. That's his 52nd walk drawn this year. Second most in the Southern League. And now brings up the righty Jackson Churio. Man on first, nobody out. Bottom one. Scoreless between the Shuckers and the Trash Pandas. Medeiros fires. Churio takes away and the count goes to 1-0. Churio yesterday did multi-hit night, including a 426-foot homer to center. It's his 12th of the year. He's ripping in 52. Check back to first. Black dives back in. Churio's hitting .253 this year. 12 homers, 52 driven in, and a .307 OBP. The 1-0 delivery. Blacks off to second. Pitch misses up and away. The throw to second. In time. Black overslid the bag. Went to put his foot back down to the bag. Gomez slaps the tag on him. And Black's caught stealing for just the seventh time this year. One away. Counts at 2 balls and no strikes. Black was oh so close to getting his 42nd stolen base of the year as he barrels in on the single season franchise record set by Johnny Davis. The 2-0 delivery. Chirio swings and taps it foul, third base side. Count goes to 2-1. Black entered today with 41 stolen bases. The franchise record is 52, set by Johnny Davis in 133 games back during the 2017 season. Manero's his 2-1 pitch. Chirio swings and jumps in on the ground to third. Jackson grabs it, fires across the diamond in time. And Chirio's retired for the second out. So it brings up Jefferson Caro. Time to take a quick check at the defensive alignment for Rocket City. Tucker Flint is in left. Bryce Teodosio's in center. David Calabresi is in right. Jeremiah Jackson's at third. Kyron Paris is at short. First pitch to Caro. He takes strike one. Fastball at 95. Jose Gomez is at second. Gabe Matthews is at first. And Edgar Caro is behind the plate. The 0-1 delivery. Caro swings and demolishes this to left. Flynn looks at it, and it's way gone. Out over Kayavet Street, 412 feet for a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Caro comes on home. 13th homer of the year, 36th driven in. He demolished that one. 110 off the bat. Well, it now brings up the left-handed hitting Noah Campbell. Another early 1-0 lead for Biloxi. The pitch. Campbell swings and taps it over Medeiros' head back up the middle. Paris gets it. It short fires quickly to first in time. And that ends the inning. But not before Jefferson Caro retakes the home run lead for Biloxi. His 13th of the year makes it 1-0. One run on one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. 1-0 Biloxi after one. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the second inning, 1-0 Biloxi over Rocket City. Javik Blake back with you. Ready, Carlos Rodriguez back to work and faces the righty Jeremiah Jackson. First pitch of the second, it's a fastball, called strike one. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks much for joining us on a beautiful Saturday night at the ballpark. 90 degrees and sunny. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses low. When the count evens 1-1. 1-1 pitch. Chopped foul, third base side. Count goes to 1-2. Jackson's hitting .247 this year. 11 homers, 43 driven in, and a .324 OBP. Slots into the cleanup spot in this order for Rocket City. The 1-2 delivery. Jackson takes up. Count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner. The count goes full. 3-2. The pitch home. Swings and pops it foul. First base side out of play. And the count stays full. .326, nobody out in the top of the second. The pitch to Jackson. He swings and misses. Fastball on the inside corner. That one blazed in at 93. Now one away for the lefty Tucker Flint. That's the second strikeout today for Rodriguez. After an easy-going first inning, tired the side in order and needed all of 7 pitches to do so. The pitch home. He swings and pops it foul behind home plate out of play. The count goes to 0-1. Flint this year hitting .214, 6 homers and 27 driven in. Rodriguez is 0-1 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. That was the cutter that time from Rodriguez. Guy that, like yesterday's starter Christian Mejias, throws just about every pitch you could possibly imagine. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball. Rolled on the ground. First base side foul. And the count stays at 0-2. Flint yesterday had a fun day. Went 2-for-3. 2 doubles that smacked off the wall in left center. Second of the doubles left the bat at 107 miles an hour. The 0-2 delivery. He swings and gulps it out to short right center. Rodriguez charges in, calls everyone off, makes the catch. Retires Flint for the second out. Two away. 1-0 Shuckers here in the top of the second inning. It brings up the righty Sonny DeShera. .214 hitter this year, .342 OBP. Digs in, righty-righty matchup. Rodriguez comes set. First pitch to DeShera. It's a fastball. Called strike one at 93 on the outer half. The 0-1 delivery. DeShera swings and pops it foul behind home plate out of play. Count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Top of the second inning. Rodriguez fires. Wave and a miss. Gets him on a hammer curve on the outside corner, and that finishes off a 1-2-3 inning. Third strikeout of the day for Rodriguez. We're through an inning and a half. 1-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Of the second inning here in Biloxi. Champic Blake back with you. Shuckers lead it by a 1-0 score thanks to a solo shot from Jefferson Caro. Righty Freddy Zamora leads it off against the righty Victor Medeiros. First pitch of the bottom of the second misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. We're joined in the booth by the first recipient of a grant from the part of a Shuckers Community Fund, Mike Crawford from Buddy Sports. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. How excited are you guys to be here tonight and be a part of all the festivities here at MGM Park?
Oh man, we're just about to jump out the park, man. When we got a nice donation from y'all, nice check, and that has really helped our programs go a long way.
Ground ball to second, Gomez is up with it, fires to first, and Zamora is retired. Well, for those who don't know, what is Buddy Sports and what do you guys do?
Well, this is our 14th year of providing recreational sports and leisure opportunities for youth and adults with special needs, ages 4 to, I think our oldest participant is 68 now.
How special is it to be able to put that on and hold those opportunities?
It's awesome. And we started out just with baseball, buddy ball, and, we've grown to where we actually do kickball. We turn our baseball into kickball, and we also do fishing. And we've taken we've done 6 nearshore charter boat fishings here on the coast. And when you see a 65-year-old, never been on a boat, never caught a fish before, and they go catch their first fish, man, it's awesome.
How big of a smile do those moments put on your face?
Oh, man, it's why we do it. That's the best thing, man.
We're
it really
here.
Is. But and baseball, too. I mean, we've got little 4-year-olds coming out, you know, and they just don't have the opportunity to participate in their local baseball leagues just because their attention span and, you know, it's just – they need a slower, slower pace. I mean, because some of them are just running. And we got two. We take a lot of buddies, and we'll have 2 of them on some of these little 4 or 5-year-olds because we can't keep up with them. But they don't have that opportunity to play in their local baseball leagues. So that's why we do it, to give them the opportunity to play just like everybody else.
We're here joined by Mike Crawford from Buddy Sports. You got a base hit while you're up in the booth. Ethan Murray, a single to extend his hit streak to 3 in a row, and it now brings up the lefty Carlos Rodriguez. How did Buddy Sports start?
Well, I was just fixing to say, we started in 2010 playing in Long Beach at the local league there. My daughter was playing, played T-ball and moved on up, and then I had a daughter with special needs. And after T-ball, she couldn't play anymore just because she couldn't play at the competitive level. So we said, we got to do something about this. And because she and her friends both wanted to play. So we said, well, let's just start a buddy ball league, which it's not new. We didn't start buddy ball. It's been around for a long time. It's similar. You've probably heard the Miracle League, the Challenger League. We just like to do it our own way.
Wes Clark up to the plate. 2 outs. Carlos Rodriguez just grounded into a fielder's choice. 2 outs, runner at first, 1-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the second inning.
But we just take buddies. We use a lot of volunteers, and we would love to have people come out. Just go to our website on MississippiGulfCoastBuddySports.com or .org, and you can sign up to be a volunteer. But we just we just pair up volunteers with kids with special needs or adults with special needs and let them play baseball, man.
How special a place does buddy ball and buddy sports hold in your heart as someone who had to go through that as a parent with a young daughter?
Well, it does. And I had an older brother, was 4 years older than me, and he never got those opportunities. He was born in 1960, and he had special needs just like my daughter. And, man, he didn't even get to go to public school. They wouldn't even let him go to public school. And so just being able to provide that, not just for my daughter, but when I say my daughter, I also say my daughter and her friends, because, you know, it is wonderful. And some of the friendships that they make, I mean, just carry over with the people who don't have special needs, their buddies and stuff. They become friends a lot of times, you know.
2-1 pitch to Wes Clark, swinging a miss and a curveball, and the count's even at 2-2. We're joined in the booth by Mike Crawford from Buddy Sports, who was honored pregame by the Heart of the Shuckers Community Fund. What's been your favorite moment? You said you've been doing this for quite some time. What's been your favorite moment?
Oh, man, just seeing them talk about it. When you see them out in the community, we're not even at the ball field. They want to talk about buddy ball, man, or they want to talk about doing the fishing that we started doing about 3 or 4 years ago. They want to talk about what's next, you know, when we're going to do kickball. And we're soon to start horseback riding, and we're also going to do some bowling. You know, it's just what's next. You know, we played buddy ball for a long time, for about 7, 8, 9 years, and we played during the spring, and then that was it until next spring. And everybody's like, I can't wait. When are we going to play? So we started doing the kickball, which is basically the same thing. We just kicked the ball instead of hitting it off tee. And then we added the other programs, man. But just, you know, just excitement and giving people with special needs the same opportunities when you see them out, that they get to go to the ballpark. And we bring families out too. We've paid for tickets, we get sponsors, and we've brought, you know, 200 or 300 people to the Shuckers games, and you know, we look forward to doing that again. So we try to provide the leisure opportunities too that a lot of them just can't afford either, you know, or they don't feel comfortable bringing their child, just because their child, they may think they're a little different, you know. So we go as a group, and everybody feels comfortable, and everybody has a good time, and we look after each other, and, you know, it's just a big family. You know?
Not only is this buddy sports, it sounds like buddy community.
Pretty much. And we couldn't do it without y'all. We couldn't do it without the Biloxi Shuckers and all of our other sponsors, because we don't charge a dime for anything we do. You know, we have 140 ball players, about 100 volunteers, and we don't charge a dime for everything we do.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Such a special organization. Thanks so much for joining us tonight at the ballpark.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you.
We're through two.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Shuckers Radio Network. Randy Perlos Rodriguez delivers home to the lefty Gabe Matthews. Misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Back here on a Saturday night on the Mississippi coast. Shuckers lead it 1-0. And Perlos Rodriguez has made very quick work of the Trash Pandas. Six up, six down. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Six up, six down with three strikeouts, and he's done it all in just 21 pitches through two innings. It's been effective tonight. The 2-0 delivery. Matthews takes up and away, and the count goes to 3-0. First three ball count today from Rodriguez. Matthews occupies the seventh spot in the order. 211 hitter with a 388 OBP. The 3-0 delivery. Matthews takes all the way, but it's a strike called in the outside corner. Cutter at 89. Really here, the wind start to whip in from right at 15 miles an hour. 3-1 delivery. Misses up and in. First base runner of the day for Rocket City. That brings up the righty, Bryce Teodosio. Man on first with nobody out. 1-0 Biloxi here in the top of the third inning. Checkers trying to get back in the win column after an 8-7 loss last night. Third inning was when the scoring started for Rocket City. The pitch home. Swing and a flare out to short right center. Churio charges in. Rodriguez in from right makes the catch. And Teodosio is retired. One away, and it brings up the righty, Jose Gomez. Reminder, fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Again, that's 601-514-0776. One out with the man on. Nine man in the order. Jose Gomez steps in. Rodriguez fires home. Called strike on the outside corner. Rodriguez is really working with everything tonight. All five of his pitches. The 0-1 delivery. Gomez waves and misses. Bit ahead of a changeup up high. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 delivery. Fastball misses up. Count goes to 1-2. Didn't miss by much. Gomez steps back in, rocking the bright red cleats. Rodriguez comes set. Now the 1-2 delivery. Fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. 92 on the gun. Rodriguez's fourth strikeout of the day. And it brings up the top of the order and David Calabresi. Calabresi's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Strikeout swing on a changeup to start off the game in the first inning. Two outs, man on. The pitch home. He takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Matthews takes his lead off first. Clark holds him on. 1-0 Biloxi here on the top of the third inning. Rodriguez delivers home. Tips it. Inacaro's glove. Count evens 1-1. That was off the changeup from Rodriguez. That was one of the bigger things throughout the first half, Rodriguez's ability to command that changeup. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss from Calabresi. Count goes to 1-2. He just seems to get better and better and better as the season's gone on. A lot like Jefferson Caro, where you look at the numbers, then you look at the age, and something doesn't quite match up. Rodriguez is just 21 years old. Has an ERA under 3 in AA. 1-2 delivery. Calabresi takes it away. Counts even, two balls and two strikes with two outs. And a pitch clock violation just got nabbed to David Calabresi. And Carlos Rodriguez has his easiest strikeout of his career. That ends the inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 2.5. It's 1-0. Shuckers. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to MGM Park. We're off to the bottom of the third inning. It's 1-0 Biloxi, and the Rocket City Trash Pandas are now without their manager, Andy Schatzley, thrown out of the game between innings by home plate umpire Ray Valero. So Rocket City now without their manager for the rest of tonight's game. That was after the pitch clock violation strikeout. Victor Manera's the righty, delivers home to Isaac Collins. First pitch called strike one on the inside corner to the lefty. Javik Blake back with you. Red Arrows fires home to Collins. Collins checks his swing, fouls it off. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. You know, it took 83 games, and we finally saw a pitch clock violation strikeout. The 0-2 delivery. Collins waves and misses. Change up low. Second straight strikeout from Red Arrows going back to last inning. And it brings up the lefty, Tyler Black. Black steps in from the left side. 1-0 Biloxi here in the bottom of the third inning. Medeiros delivers home. Black swings and fouls it back towards the Shuckers dugout. Hits off the railing and gets into the dugout. Just barely missed. Shuckers Associate Athletic Trainer Tanner Boz, who's perched on the top step. The 0-1 delivery to Black. It's a curveball. Misses away. Count evens 1-1. Black earned a walk back in the first inning. The 1-1 delivery. He swings and rolls it foul right between the wickets of first base coach Christian Correa. And the entire Shuckers dugout has given it to him. He's got to schedule some extra infield work with manager Mike Guerrero after that one. The 1-2 delivery. Black takes up and away. In the count evens 2-2. Now, to give Correa some credit, A, he's not wearing a glove, and B, during his entire professional career, he was a catcher. You're not exactly asked to field ground balls behind the plate. The 2-2 delivery. Black swings and lifts it down the left field line, foul. Counts even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Black swings and chops it on the ground to second. Gomez gets it off a big hop towards the back of the infield, fires to first, and retires Black by a half step. Now 2 away, and it brings up the righty, Jack Centurio. Centurio's 0-for-1 today with a ground out to third. Two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0. But Arrows fires home. Churio takes up. Count goes to 1-0. And left center has been invaded by seagulls. There's three of them standing right behind Kyren Paris in short left. Now one of them's taken flight. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. This isn't the first time this year that we've seen some seagulls hanging out in the field. And the other two finally get up, and no, they stopped. The pitch home. Called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Well, it looked like they were going to move. And then they got up, started flying, and decided to stay low to the ground. That's right in Churio's wheelhouse, right between left center. The 2-1 delivery misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. One of the seagulls just flew out of the ballpark. There's still one left in left center, just hanging out all by his lonesome. The 3-1 delivery. Churio swings and rolls it up the first baseline, foul. And the count goes full with two away. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Churio stands back in from the right side. Medeiros delivers home. Churio swings and rolls it into right for a base hit. Two outs with the man on first, and it brings up the righty, Jefferson Caro. For Churio, that's his third straight game with a hit. And it brings up the guy who extended his on-base streak to 19 in a row with a 412-foot homer back in the first inning. 1-0 Biloxi, bottom three. Jefferson Caro stands in from the right side. Medeiros delivers home. Curveball called strike one. Caro's home run is 13th of the year to lead the Shuckers. The pitch. He swings and hammers this one out to right. Calabresi stands back. The wind bats it down, and he hauls it in for the final out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're on to the fourth. 1-0 Biloxi. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Paris leads it off from the right side. We're into the fourth inning. 1-0. Biloxi over Rocket City. Righty Carlos Rodriguez continues on. He's been a star to watch today. 35 pitches to get through three innings. He has not allowed a hit, not allowed a run, and he's struck out five. First pitch to Paris. It's a curveball called strike one at the top of the zone. Paris is 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to short back in the first inning. The right-hander delivers home. Curveball lifted on the infield, right side. Clark's under it from first, makes the catch towards the mound. Retires Pierce for the first down, brings up the switch hitter, Edgar Caro. Caro's also 0-for-1 today, granted it's a short to end a 1-2-3 first inning. 1-0 Shuckers in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch home. Fastball misses up. Count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez fires home to Caro. He takes a strike. Count evens 1-1. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Top three, Montgomery leads the Smokies 1-0. The pitch, Caro takes a cutter off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Bottom of the second, Chattanooga trails the M Braves by a 1-0 score. And top of the second inning, just underway in Birmingham. They're scoreless between Pensacola and the Barons. This pitch to Caro's line down the right field line. It chases Rodriguez back, and he cuts it off one step shy of the track, fires it in, and holds Caro to a single. That one was roped 106 off the bat. But in this wind, which is blowing straight in from right, going in with a good amount of velocity, it makes it pretty hard to get anything out to right. Brings up the right, Jeremiah Jackson, man on first with one away. The pitch home. Curveball lifted out to left. Collins chases back, turns around, and it one hops the wall and deflects back over his head. Caro round second. He goes to third. The throw on one hop to Black, who dives back to the bag. It's not in time. Jackson gets into second. The throw is a bit towards the third base coach's box. Caro just slid in ahead of it. Now brings up the lefty, Tucker Flynn. It's a base hit for Jackson. We'll see in a moment whether or not it's a single or a double. But either way, it brings up Tucker Flynn with two runners in scoring position. Corners come in for Biloxi. The pitch home. Flynn fouls it back, and the count goes 0-1. And it is a double for Jackson. So after the pop out, it's gone single, double to put runners on second and third. The pitch misses low, and the count evens 1-1. Flint's 0-for-1 today, flat to right back in the second inning. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss. Handcuffs him with a cutter off the inside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Counts at 1-2. Jackson at second. Caro at third. Shuckers lead at 1-0 here in the fourth. Rodriguez fires home. Wave and a miss. What a pitch. Got him on a 76-mile-an-hour slow curve, and Flynn almost falls over trying to hit it. Second out of the inning, and it brings up the righty, Sonny DeShera. First pitch to the righty, DeShera. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez is known for sometimes, every now and then, just making up a pitch in the mound. That's pretty much what he did. He just threw a pitch at 75 miles an hour, had a little bit of a curveball light to it, and almost had Flynn fall over. The 1-0 delivery. DeShera takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. DeShera is 0-for-1 today. Struck out in a curveball in the second inning. The 1-1 delivery to Shera. Waves and misses. Pitch off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. DeShera checks his swing and a curveball. Home plate umpire Ray Valero says he goes around. And that's back-to-back strikeouts from Rodriguez to work out of a situation with two in scoring position and just one away. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. Seven punch-outs through four for Rodriguez. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Hi, this is Nick Bennett, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Go Shuckers, baby.
MGM Park. We end at the bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0. And righty Victor Madero set to take a trip through 4, 5, and 6 in the order for the second time today. Starts off with the lefty Noah Campbell. The pitch home. Campbell stares at strike one at the knees. Shuckers lead it 1-0. They got that one run on Jefferson Caro's team leading 13th homer of the year. The 0-1 delivery. Campbell swings and hits this one out to right. Into the wind, Calabrese back, and it just hits off the top of the wall. Campbell rounds first, slides into second with a double on a ball that if the wind was not blowing in at 15 miles an hour from right, might have gotten out of here. Instead, Campbell extends his hit streak to 9 in a row with a leadoff double, and it brings up the righty Freddie Zamora. That one got off Campbell's bat at 100 miles an hour. Man on second. Nobody out. 1-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Zamora. He takes up and in. And the count goes to 1-0. Freddie Zamora, a Florida native. He's picked in the first-year player draft by the Brewers out of the University of Miami. 1-0 delivery. Misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. And one of the most special things about the University of Miami baseball is the milkshakes they serve at Mark Light Field, the home field of the Miami Hurricane baseball team. That's one of Zamora's favorite things about the Hurricanes. The pitch home, wave and a miss and a curveball, and the count goes to 2-1. It's been around since 1986. It's expanded to 40-plus flavors that are available at Mark Light Stadium. The 2-1 delivery. Zamora swings and rolls it back up the middle. Under Medeiros' glove, Gomez gets it. Fires to third. Campbell was off. And Jackson slaps the tag on him. Zamora reaches on a fielder's choice. Campbell's retired 4-5. One out now, and it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Murray digs in from the right side. Shuckers lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Maneros fires home. Murray takes up. Count goes to 1-0. Murray singled back in the second inning. Extended his hit streak to 3 straight. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and rolls it to short. Paris gets it. Underhand flip to second to Gomez. Gomez fires to first. And a 6-4-3 double play ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Shucker's got a leadoff double, but can't do anything with it. We end to the top of the fifth, 1-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Jay McBlake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We're into the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers 1, Trash Pandas nothing. Freddie Zamora is out of the game. And in comes Felix Valerio to play second. Carlos Rodriguez continues on and starts off against the lefty Gabe Matthews. The pitch home misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Zamora rolled into a fielder's choice and finished out the inning on the base paths in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-0 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Hopefully everything's okay. Not currently at the top step of the dugout. The 1-1 delivery. Wave and a miss, way ahead of a changeup. And the count goes to 1-2. Matthews walked last time up in the third inning, one of just three Trash Pandas to reach today. No runs on two hits for Rocket City. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball misses away, just barely off the outside corner. And the count's even at 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Inside, and it hits him right in the forearm. Puts man on for the righty Bryce Teodosio. Tying run reaches for the second straight inning. Gives us a chance to also take 10 seconds for station identification. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch to Teodosio is a curveball that misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Javid Blake back with you. 1-0 Shuckers over Rocket City in the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers trying to force a rubber match tomorrow. Game two of a three-game set. The 1-0 delivery. Tito Cio takes up. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-0 delivery misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 delivery to Teodosia comes home, misses away, and it's a four-pitch walk. Puts runners on first and second with nobody out for the righty, Jose Gomez. By the way, a big hello to a couple of fans who chimed in on the Text the Booth line. Big hello to Tommy Crossland, who's listening and watching from Sparta, Tennessee. Hello as well to the Yovan family, checking in from Beaverton, Oregon, and across the country. You can tune in on the Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Will Shearholz is out of the dugout, conducting a full infield mound meeting. Ryan Brady's up in the bullpen for Biloxi. They do have Nick Bennett back, who's transferred from AAA Nashville this morning. A Shuckers placed Caleb Bowman on the 7-day injured list, retroactive to the 13th, which is Thursday, day before the All-Star break. Jose Gomez digs in from the right side. Runners in first and second. Nobody out. 1-0 Biloxi here in the top of the fifth inning. Rodriguez delivers home. Bunt shown. Plays foul. Third base side. And the count goes 2-1. Gomez struck out in a changeup back in the third inning. Brady continues to get warm in the Shuckers' pen alongside bullpen coach Paul Mohler. The 0-1 delivery. Gomez shows bunt, pulls it back. Doesn't matter. Calls strike two. Now that completely takes the bunt away. No balls, two strikes, nobody out. Rodriguez fires. Curveball. Called strike three. Another slow curve. 73 dots the zone for strike three. Gomez down looking for the second time today. Now one away for the lefty, David Calabresi at the top of the order. Rodriguez has found a brand new pitch. Not only does he have that curveball, he has the slow curve. Flutters on in. Pitch to Calabresi. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers lead it 1-0. Tying run and scoring position for Racket City. Gabe Matthews is the man at second. Bryce Teodosio is at first. The 1-0 delivery. Calabresi takes inside. Count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez sets. Now the 2-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball misses inside, and they're loaded up for Kyron Paris. One away, bases loaded. It's the second straight inning where Rodriguez has had two runners in scoring position with one away. Last time got out of it with back-to-back strikeouts on curveballs, one to Tucker Flynn, another to Sonny DeShira, but this time has to face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. First up is the righty Kyron Paris, who's 0 for 2 today. 1-0 Biloxi. The pitch, Paris rolls it on the ground to third. Black backhands it, comes home to Caro. It's a bit wide, but he steps on home to get one. Black went to the side to grab it before coming home. That's something him and manager Mike Guerrero have been working extensively on this year. Puts it into effect in a big way. Base is still loaded, but now two away as Matthews is retired. And it brings up the switch hitter Edgar Caro, who steps in from the left side. Rodriguez delivers home. Caro takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Caro singled out to right last time up, 106 miles an hour off the bat. The 1-0 delivery. Caro takes inside, and the count goes to 2-0. That was Rodriguez's 69th pitch of the night. Brady continues to get warm in the Shepherd's bullpen. The 2-0 delivery. Caro swings and lines it down the left field line. Foul. Smacks off the fence and trickles back towards the line. Count now at 2-1. Now Caro calls time and charges out to the mound. Shuckers lead it 1-0. It has been another well-pitched game by both sides. We've seen this a lot throughout the season series. A lot of low-scoring games the back half of the last series when Rocket City was in town back in early May. Right now, Rodriguez trying to work out of an inning. Two outs, bases loaded. 2-1, the count to Caro. Rodriguez fires. Caro swings and punches it foul behind the plate, out of play. Count now even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 delivery. Caro waves and misses. A beautiful pitch. Caro swings over the top of it. And Rodriguez works out of a bases-loaded jam and does not allow a run. No runs, no hits, no errors. He strands three and ends the inning with a beautiful slider. Back after this, Shuckers lead it 1-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Fit for to 1-0. David Blake back with you. Thanks much for joining us on your Saturday night. Checkers lead it 1-0. But Arrows picks up his right leg and delivers home. Rodriguez takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Checkers lead it 1-0. The one run came on a solo home run from Jefferson Caro back in the first inning. But Arrows fires home. Misses low and inside, and the count goes to 3-0. And then on the pitching side of things, it has been a masterful night from Carlos Rodriguez. 9 strikeouts. Pitch home. Misses inside, and it's a 4-pitch walk. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Clark digs in. Man on first. Nobody out in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 Shuckers. As he steps into his old college walkout song. The first pitch to him misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Back in college, South Carolina, Clark used to walk up to Rooster by Allison Chains. Changed it to it today. The 1-0 delivery. He takes low and away. Count goes to 2-0. And that brings out catcher Jefferson Caro. I'll check that. Catcher Edgar Caro. Edgar Caro and Jefferson Caro, even though they both share the Caro last name, are not related in any way. Edgar Caro, Trash Pandas Caro, is from Cienfuegos, Cuba. While the Shuckers Caro, Jefferson, is from Barquisimeto in Venezuela. 2-0 the count to the righty, Wes Clark. Medeiros fires home. Clark swings and pops it up. Left side of the infield, pairs the shortstop under it, walks towards the mound, makes the catch. Tires Clark for the first out. One away, and it brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. Collins is 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Checkers lead it 1-0. The pitch home. Collins shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike one. Ryan Brady back up in the bullpen and getting warm. The 0-1 delivery. Collins swings and chops it to third. Jackson gets it, spins and fires to second for one. The throw to first. In time for a double play. The second straight inning-ending double play sends us to the sixth inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 1-0 Biloxi through 5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go
troubles down the drain.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Top of the sixth inning, first pitch from Ryan Brady is lifted in the air out to right off Jeremiah Jackson's bat. Carlos Rodriguez is under it, makes the catch. One up, one down. We're back underway here in the sixth inning. David Blake back with you. Thanks much for joining us on your Saturday night. Biloxi leads it 1-0. Ryan Brady's in for Carlos Rodriguez, who's done after five shutout innings of work, three walks and nine strikeouts. Lowers his season ERA to 2.81, second best in the Southern League. Lefty Tucker Flint steps in. Brady fires home, misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. Brady's in to make his third appearance this year. 1.80 ERA in five innings. The pitch, called strike inside corner. Count evens, 1-1. Three walks and three strikeouts for Brady. He's been terrific against lefties. They're just 1-for-11 off of him. The 1-1 delivery. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Last time out, did a real good job closing out the series finale for the Shuckers against Pensacola. Went 2 2/3 scoreless. 2-1 pitch, tap foul back to the screen. And the count evens 2-2. He went 2 1/3, did not allow a run, and struck out just one. The 2-2 pitch to Flint comes home. Misses away, and the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. The 3-2 delivery. Ground ball out in front of the mound. Brady grabs it, fires quickly to first for Tigers Flint. Two away, and it brings up the righty Sonny DeShera. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Owah Parks and Resort scoreboard update around the Brewers system. Three finals so far, all of them at the Complex Leagues. Arizona Royals take down the Arizona Brewers 10-8. The pitch home. DeShera takes up high. Count goes to 1-0. Meanwhile, in the Dominican Republic, Pirates Gold wins 3-0 over Brewers 2. And Brewers 1 beats the Yankees 6-5. The pitch misses up. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Everything else currently in progress. Peoria has put up 2 on Timber Rattler's hot product. Jacob Mizorowski, the pitch to DeShera, lines it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Peoria leads it 2-0, top of the fourth. Meanwhile, bottom four, Sounds and Bats, are knotted at 1. Bottom six, Mudcats and Pelicans, knotted at 2. The 2-1 delivery. DeShera swings and lifts it down the right field line. Long way to go for Rodriguez. And drops down out of play. Counts even 2-2. At the big league level, the Brewers and the Reds are currently in a rain delay. Matchup of two teams tied atop the National League Central. DeShera calls time and steps out. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Brady delivers. DeShera takes up and in, and the count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. DeShera takes strike three at the top of the zone. 91 on the gun. And it's the first home strikeout in Double-A for the righty. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Through 5.5, 1-0 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org. There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shucker Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Rocket City. Shuckers lead it 1-0, and it's back to the top of the order with the lefty Tyler Black. Medeiros fires home his first pitch of the inning. Black rolls it foul. First base side. The count goes to 0-1. Shuckers lead it 1-0 thanks to a solo shot from Jefferson Caro as the third batter of the game in the bottom of the first inning. 412-foot shot. The pitch home. Black takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Black's 0-1 today. Walked and grounded out to second. Takes a moment outside the box and now steps back in. Medeiros' 0-2 pitch. Curveball misses away and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Black takes a curveball away, and the count evens 2-2. Medeiros keeps trying to throw it off the outside corner to try and induce a chase from Black. One of the few guys in minor league baseball, and that's pretty hard to do. Pitch home. Black swings and rolls it on the ground to second. Gomez up with it, takes a step, fires to first. And Black's retired. One away now in the sixth, and it brings up the righty Jackson Churia. 1-0 Shuckers over the Trash Pandas here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Churio's 1-for-2 today with a single back in the third inning. Medeiros fires home. Curveball. Churio smacks it high on the ground. Harris grabs it, fires the first, not in time. It's a single for Churio, and it's his third straight multi-hit performance. He chopped it off the lip in front of home plate. Went probably about 50 or 60 feet in the air. Churio's got 70 grade speed. It's easy to beat that thing out. Man on first with one away. Brings up the righty Jefferson Caro. 1-for-2 today. He's responsible for the only run scored between either side tonight. Solo shot back in the first inning. Medeiros delivers. 3-0 off to second. Pitch misses away. The throw to second in time. Gomez slaps the tag on Churio, and he's retired for the second out. Second runner caught stealing today by Carroll. It's just the fourth time this year that Churio's been caught stealing. Count at 1-0 and no strikes. The righty Carroll. The 1-0 delivery. Caro takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-0 and no strikes. The pitch. Caro waves and misses. Curveball off the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery misses low and away, and the count goes to 3-1 strike. Noah Campbell stands on deck. Felix Valerio is behind him. Valerio came in for Freddy Zamora after the fourth inning. The 3-1 delivery. Curveball misses up and in. Caro spirals out of the way. And earns a free pass to first. He did a great job to get out of the way. But not only did he do a great job to get out of the way, he also had a perfect turn. Got down to a knee, kept his balance. It's impressive work. Man on first with two outs, and it brings up the lefty, Noah Campbell. 1-0 Shuckers, bottom of the sixth inning. Hero sets away, the pitch home, misses up. The count goes to 1-0. Campbell doubled off the wall and right last time up in the fourth inning. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. But Campbell was then thrown out trying to go to third. What ended up being Zamora's final at-bat of the night. Grounded into a fielder's choice. The 2-0 delivery. He takes up and away, and the count goes to 3-0. Nobody's up yet for Rocket City. Couple guys walking around doing some arm stretches. The 3-0 delivery. Campbell takes strike one in the outside corner. Fastball that barreled in at 90 miles an hour. Ivan Armstrong now gets up in the bullpen. Starts throwing with the bullpen catcher. The 3-1 delivery. Misses low and inside. Ball four. Felix Valerio's first at-bat of the day will be with the runner in scoring position. Now Caro calls time and walks out to the mound. He's joined by pitching coach Michael Wirtz in the entirety of the infield. 1-0 Shuckers in the bottom of the sixth inning. Jefferson Caro at second. Noah Campbell's at first. Felix Valerio set to make his first at-bat of the night. Valerio's hitting .236 this year, a homer and 16 driven in. The .306 OBP. Home plate umpire Ray Valero walks out to the mound to break things up. Everybody trots on back. So up comes Felix Valerio. Right-handed bat against the righty Medeiros. Armstrong now up on the hill. Running with bullpen catcher and also the only other catcher on the roster, Tyler Payne. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. That was Medeiros' 81st pitch of the night. 42 strikes, 39 out of the zone. The 1-0 delivery. Valerio takes low and away. Caro keeps it in front of him. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Valerio swings and chops it back up the middle. Gomez gets it right at second. Doesn't even have to move to tap the bag. And that ends the inning. In the inning, no runs on one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're off to the seventh. 1-0 Biloxi. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Hi, this is TJ Shook, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top of the seventh inning. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's 1-0 Biloxi. It has been the ultimate pitcher's duel today between the Trash Pandas and the Shuckers. Righty Ryan Brady set to enter his second inning of work, faces the lefty Gabe Matthews. First pitch is a fastball, called strike one. Shuckers got the only run of the day on a solo shot from Jefferson Caro in the first inning. The 0-1 delivery. Matthews takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Matthews hasn't recorded an at-bat tonight, but he's reached base twice. He's walked, and he's been hit. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Brady pitched a perfect sixth inning in relief of Carlos Rodriguez. 2-1 delivery. Matthews takes inside, and the count goes to 3-0. The 3-1 pitch. Matthews swings and rolls it to first. Couple hops to Clark. He bobbles it for a moment. Now gathers. Underhand flip to Brady. And Matthews is retired for the first time tonight. Brings up Bryce Teodosio. One nothing Biloxi over Rocket City here in the seventh inning. One out, nobody on. Teodosio up. He's 0-for-1 today. First pitch, chopped on the first baseline. Fair and by Clark, who has shifted over towards second. Teodosio touches first, heads to second. Rodriguez picks it up, fires to second, not in time. It's a sliding double for Teodosio. It's the first hit for Rocket City since one out in the fourth inning. It puts a runner immediately in scoring position for Jose Gomez. Shuckers clinging to a 1-0 lead. Last night was all about offense. Today, all about pitching. Gomez is 0-for-2 today. This is his first at-bat against Ryan Brady. Brady delivers. Curveball misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. Brady was promoted back before last week's series against Pensacola. Became the first member of the 2022 class. Pitch home, tips it into Caro's glove. Count evens 1-1. First member of the 2022 draft and undrafted free agent class to reach AA. He was signed as an undrafted free agent last year out of BYU. The 1-1 delivery. Gomez takes a slider for strike two. Brady had a wild way to get signed. Went on a mission for 2 years as part of his Mormon faith. Went to Chile and Los Angeles, then picked up a baseball again in 2022. Got signed. 1-2 delivery. Ground ball left side of the infield. Murray gets it towards the back half of the infield. Fires to first in time. Gomez grinds out to short. Teodosio stays put at second, and it brings up the lefty, David Calabresi. Calabresi's 0-for-2 today with a walk. 1-0 Shuckers here in the top of the seventh inning. Brady comes set. The pitch home. Calabrese takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Biggest pitch in Brady's arsenal. One of the biggest surprises of how in the world did nobody draft this guy. He's out here dotting sliders at 90 miles an hour. The 1-0 delivery. Misses up and away. That time with a fastball. And the count goes to 2-0. He's been quite the gem for the Brewers to find. Last year got married, went on his honeymoon, came back, worked for 1 week at a golf course, and then was signed by the Brewers. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball rolled foul, first base side. Count goes to 2-1. Not a bad wedding present. Spent last year and made all of 3 appearances with the Arizona Brewers. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball called strike on the outer half. Count evens, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Brady trying to strand the tying run in scoring position. The pitch. Tipped foul in and out of Caro's glove. Tried to get it behind his back. Wasn't able to. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That would have been one of the more miraculous plays we've seen this year. Tito Cio off second. Calabrese back in from the left side. The pitch from Brady. Misses away and the count goes full. Brady comes set. The 3-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and out of the zone at 92. And the Shuckers strand yet another Trash Panda runner in scoring position. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Time to stretch at MGM Park. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers Bucket Hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got
welcome back to MGM Park, bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0. First pitch from Ivan Armstrong to Ethan Murray. He's jumped up the third baseline. Jeremiah Jackson gets it, fires to first in time. One pitch, one out, we're off and running here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0. They got their only run of the game in the first inning. Ivan Armstrong comes in for the righty, Victor Medeiros. Medeiros done after six innings of one-run ball. First pitch to the lefty Rodriguez is a called strike one. Medeiros allowed one run off five hits. Walked four and struck out two. Did it all while throwing 83 pitches. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count evens 1-1. So it brings in Medeiros, who's set to make his 14th appearance of the year. We'll check that. Set to bring in Armstrong, who's making his 27th appearance of the year. Pitch to Rodriguez is lifted out to left. Flint chases back towards the warning track in left, settles under it, makes the catch. Two away, and brings up the righty Wes Clark. In his first 26 appearances this year, Armstrong has an ERA of 6 in 42 innings, 24 walks, 47 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 290 against him. Randy Wes Clark steps up. 1-0 Biloxi, two outs, nobody on in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. Clark takes strike one in the inside corner. The 0-1 delivery. Clark takes a curveball low, and the count evens 1-1. Clark struck out in a curveball in the second, popped out to short in the fifth. Armstrong delivers. Fastball misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery, curveball, Clark fouls it off. Count evens, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Rocket City is the middle of the order due up in the eighth inning. Nobody's up in the Shockers' pen, so you would have to think it'll be against Brady. And then likely Cam Robinson for the ninth inning. The 2-2 pitch. Clark swings and lines it in the center for a base hit. Teodosio fires it back in. Clark has his first hit of the night. Shockers have a man on with two outs. Collins is a switch hitter. Digs in from the left side against the righty Armstrong. The pitch. Fastball misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Collins is 0-2 today. Grounded into a double play last time up. That was back in the fifth inning. The pitch. Collins swings and laces this one back towards center. Teodosio comes on and makes the catch. That ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the eighth. Ryan Brady looking to keep it at a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit SealsTires.com.
All my friends are watching, I can't hear them talking. All my friends are watching, I can't hear them talking. All my friends are watching, I can't hear them talking.
Brady continues on for Biloxi. What is it up there? Good to break back with you. Randy Brady is off against the running Kyren Paris as he makes his trip to the middle part of this order. Pitch home, curveball called strike one. Brady's been real good tonight. Two scoreless innings after he finished off Sunday's game against Pensacola with two and a third scoreless. The 0-1 delivery. Curveball. Rolled foul. Third base side. Just hops over the bag. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Brady's 0-2 delivery. Misses low. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 delivery. Wave and a miss. It was a fastball by him at 90 miles an hour. Third strikeout today for Brady. Brings up the switch hitter, Edgar Caro, who steps in from the left side. Also gives us a moment to check the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. Plan your visit today. Visit OWA.com. First pitch to Caro. Misses low with a slider. And the count goes to 1-0. Montgomery leads Tennessee 7-1 in the top of the seventh. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses up and in. Count goes to 2-0. Bottom five, Chattanooga's up 8-1 on the Embraves. Another seven-run inning. Yesterday they had one in the first. Today, one in the third. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball called strike. Count goes to 2-1. And in Birmingham, top five, Pensacola leads Birmingham 3-1. The 2-1 pitch to Caro. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Lefty Nick Jones up in the bullpen for Rocket City. Caro calls time at the very last moment. Now steps back in. 3-1 the count. The pitch home. Misses low. Ball four. Caro reaches for the second time today. It's the first walk from Brady. And now brings up the righty Jeremiah Jackson. Jones up in the pen for Rocket City. He's the tallest guy in their roster. 6'7", 210 pounds. 24-year-old from Johns Creek, Georgia. Jackson steps up. 1-for-3 today with a double. The pitch. Pops it up behind home plate. Not a play. Count goes 0-1. It's 1-0 Biloxi here on the top of the eighth inning. The 0-1 delivery. Misses low and away. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Brady's 2-1 delivery. He is lifted out towards right. Rodriguez tracks in a couple steps, camps under. Now charges in a couple more steps and makes the catch. Every couple of steps, he thought he was under it, but the wind keeps pushing it in and in and in. Finally got under it. Now two away, and it brings up the lefty, Tucker Flint. Two outs with a man on. Cam Robinson now up in the Shuckers bullpen. Got the save last Saturday against Pensacola. It was scoreless ninth with two strikeouts. Pitch home. Ground ball right side of the infield. Valerio backhands it, fires to first in time, and that ends the inning. How about Ryan Brady? Three scoreless innings. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Shuckers lead it 1-0 through 7.5. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Of the eighth inning, Ivan Armstrong is out, and in comes the lefty Nick Jones. The tallest guy on the Trash Pandas roster comes in at 6'7", 210 pounds. Relieves the righty Armstrong, who goes an inning of work, allows one hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Does it all in 11 pitches. Jones set to make his seventh appearance of the year with Rocket City. He's allowed four runs in 8 2/3 innings, five walks, and 14 strikeouts. First up to face him, the lefty Tyler Black. First pitch is a fastball, called strike one. Shuckers lead it 1-0. That one run came in the first inning. It has been zero upon zero upon zero tonight. Jones delivers. Black swings and loops it out to short left. Flint comes in a couple steps. Now comes over towards the line. Settles under it and makes the catch. Retires Black. One away, and it brings up Jackson Churio. Churio's 2-for-3 today. He's tallied yet another multi-hit game. The pitch to him. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Today is the 83rd game of the year. Churio has 22 multi-hit games. One every four games this year. The 0-1 delivery. He takes a strike inside corner at 91. Count goes to 0-2. The 0-2 pitch takes up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Churio's had a tremendous year here in Biloxi. The 1-2 delivery. Churio swings and pops it out to center. Teodosio charges in. Wynn continues to carry it, but he settles under it and makes the catch. Two away, and it brings up Jefferson Caro. Caro's 1-for-2 today with a homer, a flyout, and a walk. 1-0 Shuckers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Jones fires home. Garrow takes strike one. It's not often a team in Double A has two guys that are under 21 years old. Churi is 19, Garrow's 20. But not only that, both of them are succeeding in big ways. 0-1 pitch, wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes 0-2. Garrow's average up near 300. He also tallied his team-leading 13th home run of the year. Meanwhile, Churio has 23 stolen bases, 12 homers, and the average above 250. 0-2 pitch. Garrow swings and rockets it out to left. Flint slides and makes the catch to end the inning. That one was stung. 105 off the bat. Only problem was it was right to Flint. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the
this
ninth.
Is WGCN in for the save. Point. 1-0
Shuckers.
Back
after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
To the top of the ninth inning. Shuckers lead it 1-0 over Rocket City. One run on six hits for Biloxi. No runs on three hits for Rocket City. Ryan Brady out of the game after three shutout innings. Allows one hit, walks one, strikes out three. Brings in the righty Cam Robinson. His first opponent, the righty Sonny DeShera. First pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. Count goes to 0-1. On defensive change for Biloxi, Isaac Collins out of the game. Lamar Sparks slots in as defensive replacement in left. The 0-1 delivery misses away to DeShera. Count evens, 1-1. Robinson's overall numbers inflated a bit because recently he has been terrific. The 1-1 delivery, curveball, called the strike on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. He earned two saves last week against Pensacola, including the save last Saturday night. The 1-2 delivery. DeShera waves and misses a curveball that bounces in front of the plate. Garrow slaps the tag on him. One away, and it brings up Gabe Matthews. One nothing Biloxi here on the top of the ninth inning. Robinson this year makes his 21st appearance, ERA above 9. He's 5-for-5 in save appearances. Pitch to the lefty, Matthews comes home. Fastball, called strike one. What was it, 94. The pitch, misses low. Count evens, 1-1. Reminder, Fanshuckers back in action tomorrow at 5:05. The Coco Melon appearance. Got some young kids, bring them out to the ballpark. The 1-1 delivery. Misses inside. Count goes to 2-1. Cody and JJ from Cocomelon will be in appearance for photographs and meet and greet opportunities. The 2-1 delivery to Matthews. His line down the left field line, tails foul. Hops out of the ballpark. Count evens 2-2. Robinson's 2-2 delivery. Misses up and in. Count goes to 3-2. Robinson picks up his leg, comes home. Fastball misses up and away. And it's a one-out walk. Matthews reaches base for the third time today. Second time he's walked. And it brings up the righty, Bryce Teodosio. Also gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Top of the ninth inning, 1-0. Shuckers up on Rocket City with one away. Gabe Matthews just reached on a walk. Brings up righty Bryce Teodosio. Matthews is out, though. Pinch runner comes on. It's Orlando Martinez. Robinson delivers. Line drive back up the middle. Valerio gets it at second. Fires to first. It's wide and hops towards the Shuckers dugout and into the Shuckers dugout. First base umpire Bobby Tassone points to third. With the ball into the dugout. It's a line out to second for the second out, but the E4 on the throwing error, the wild throw back to first. Now puts a runner on third with two outs. Brings up Jose Gomez. Two outs, bottom of the ninth inning. 1-0 Biloxi. Check that, top of the ninth inning. Pitch home, fastball, laced out to right center field. Rodriguez is over, under it, makes the catch. And the Shuckers win it 1-0. Robinson locks down his sixth save of the year. Shuckers play their fastest nine-inning game of the year. It clocks in at an hour 59, and they win it 1-0. One run on six hits and an error. No runs on three hits and no errors for Rocket City. We'll take a break when we come back. David Blake will be alongside our player of the game. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tongue, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
of Biloxi, David Blake back with you. We're waiting for David Blackwell to be alongside our player of the game. Shuckers win it 1-0 over Rocket City. Shuckers get the shutout win and improve to 40-43 on the year. 6-8 in the second half. Trash Pandas fall to 38-44 on the season. 7-6 in the second half. Carlos Rodriguez gets the win, improves to 5-3. Victor Medeiros, the loss, falls to 3-6, while Cam Robinson picks up his sixth save of the year. The shutout win for Biloxi, their eighth of the year, and in another shutout against the Rocket City Trash Pandas. They wanted a streak in their last series against the Trash Pandas of three games, 27 innings, which is one run allowed. It is the fourth time they've shut out Rocket City here in 2023. Carlos Rodriguez out of the dugout, ready to join David Blackwell as today's postgame interview. Shuckers win it 1-0, and one of those big reasons was Carlos Rodriguez. 9 strikeouts over 5 innings, and does it all to pick up his fifth win of the season. Time to send it down to the field. David Blackwell with our postgame interview.
Rodriguez, the pitcher, your player of the game tonight. Carlos, you throw 5, you throw 9 strikeouts, 5 shutout innings. Man, we went with a 1-0 game. That's fun to be in, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely fun. I got to thank Harold, too, because he was part of those 9 strikeouts, 5 innings. So.
That's right. And adds the home run, too?
Yeah, he helped me get that win.
All right, well, congratulations, and it looks like you've avoided that Powerade bath. I don't know. Go Shuckers!
Big thank you to Carlos Rodriguez for joining David Blackwell down at field level as today's player of the game. He gets the win. Shuckers win it 1-0. Biloxi Shuckers postgame show on your way next. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows. I'll get my grill on.
Kaneka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers postgame show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Shuckers win it by a 1-0 final in the fastest 9-inning game of the year, a game that takes exactly 2 hours. Carlos Rodriguez the win, Victor Medeiros the loss, and Cam Robinson picks up his sixth save of the year and his third save in the last two series. Shuckers win it 1-0. Scoring summary, pretty easy. In the bottom of the first inning, as the third batter to face Victor Medeiros, Jefferson Caro launches one 412 feet. 110 off the bat, his 13th home run of the year as part of a 1-for-3 day. Gives Biloxi their only run, and the only run they would need. They end up with a 1-0 win. Carlos Rodriguez, 9 strikeouts in 5 shutout innings. He continues what has just been a terrific run over his last 6 starts. In his last 6 starts, he's allowed just 4 runs in his last 28 2/3 innings. That comes out to a 1.26 ERA. He just keeps getting better and better and better, and debuted the slow curve tonight, which we saw a couple of times. Helped him get a big-time strike out of Tucker Flint back in the fourth inning when he worked out of 2 runners in scoring position with just 1 out. Back-to-back strikeouts ended that time. And then in the fifth inning, worked out of the bases loaded jam with just 1 away. Got a fielder's choice and struck out Edgar Caro to end it. 1 run, 6 hits, and an error for the Shuckers. 4 Rocket City, no runs, 3 hits, and no errors. A game that takes 2 hours in front of 2,953 here on a Saturday night at MGM Park. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. A lot to get to, including a check-in on how the Big League Club is doing. Brewers in action right now against the Cincinnati Reds with a chance to take the lead in the National League Central. That comes your way next in the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
From a 1-0 Shuckers win on a Saturday night. Shuckers improved to 40-43 on the year, 6-8 in the second half. Rocket City falls to 38-44 on the year, 7-6 in the second half. Carlos Rodriguez, your winning pitcher, improves to 5-3. Victor Medeiros, the loss, falls to 3-6, while Cam Robinson picks up his 6th save of the season. Time to wrap everything up in the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Everything else still in action because the Shuckers just played their fastest 9-inning game of the year. 2 hours on the dot. Starts at 6:07, ends at 8:07. Bottom of the 8th inning, Montgomery's up 7-3 on the Tennessee Smokies. Bottom 7 in Chattanooga. The Lookouts lead the M-Braves by an 8-1 score. And in the middle of the sixth inning, they're through 5.5 in Birmingham. Pensacola leads Birmingham by a 6-5 score. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization at the big league level, a game that was delayed by rain. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Freddy Peralta so far through 3 1/3 scoreless innings in a start for the Crew. They lead it 2-0 over the Reds. A win tonight for the Crew would give them sole possession of first place and would give them back-to-back series wins over the Reds, who they are currently tied with for first place entering today in the National League Central. Meanwhile, around the organization, a couple of finals already. Two finals from the Dominican Republic. Brewers won, gets their 19th win of the year. They're at 19-11 in a 6-5 win over the DSL Yankees. Meanwhile, Brewers 2 falls 3-0 to Pirates Gold. Brewers 2 sits at 11-18. In Arizona, the Arizona Brewers fall 10-8 to the Royals ACL squad. The Arizona Brewers now at 13-14 on the season. Elsewhere in the system, top of the ninth inning in single A, Myrtle Beach leads Carolina 5-3 in the top of the ninth, but Carolina is looking to stage a comeback. Bases loaded with two outs, just a single away of nine in that game at 5 with the Pelicans. Meanwhile, bottom of the sixth inning, the Wisconsin Timberrattlers lead Peoria by a 4-3 score. Wisconsin looking to get their 35th win of the season. And in the bottom of the seventh inning, Daryl Thompson just entered, former Shucker, now with the Nashville Sounds in AAA as the Bats lead the Sounds by a 5-1 score. Shuckers wrap up this short three-game homestand tomorrow. 5:05 first pitch with the righty T.J. Shook on the hill for Biloxi. 2-3 with a 5.80 ERA against the righty Jack Kohanowicz. 4-4 with a 5.02 ERA. First pitch at 5:05 will get underway at 4:50 with the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers a chance to win the three-game set against Rocket City and make it 3-for-3 in series wins this year against the Trash Pandas. That'll do it for us tonight. Thanks so much for joining us throughout the night here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers win it 1-0 in a game that takes an even 2 hours in front of 2,953. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the series finale at MGM Park.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers.